This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can I ask you guys a question? This is a legitimate question. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Carrington. Rob's here too. Why do you guys not want the Chiefs to have good receivers? Like, do you guys like when Patrick is mad? Do you like when he's unhappy? Do you like when he's yelling at people? So the tease was there's two teams that should be up for business. And I'll tell you who those two teams are. And we just got a text. C-Dot, the Titans should be open for business. The Chiefs should try to acquire either Treylon Burks or Tyler Boyd. Why in the world would you want the Chiefs to go acquire Treylon Burks? You want to know who Treylon Burks is? He's Tennessee's version of Sky Moore. That's who he is. He was drafted in the first round in 2.5 seasons. He has 53 catches for less than 700 yards, and he has scored one touchdown in his career. Rob, you know who that sounds like to me? That sounds like Sky Moore. You want to know what I have no interest in the Chiefs doing over the course of the next couple of weeks? Going to acquire another team's failed pass-catching option. I have a pretty crazy idea. I would like the Chiefs to acquire a good wide receiver, someone who we know can help them. Now, I know that saying one man's trash is another man's treasure. They got enough trash, figuratively speaking, in their wide receiver room. If they want to have unproductive wide receivers, point, which one do you want them to have? Nico Remigio, Justin Ross, Sky Moore, take your pick. They've got a lot of guys on their team we don't think can catch passes. I kind of want somebody that could. I'd be really interested in them going to get Amari Cooper, as it looks like the Browns are done. I saw a pass. I wasn't watching the game because I actually filed a petition with the NFL to keep the Browns offense off of red zone. I thought that red zone was about touchdowns, and the Browns don't score touchdowns. So please stop putting them on red zone. It's a disgrace, and it upsets me and my family. Please keep them off the channel. They showed this route, and I got to find the video, and I'll repost it on Twitter. Amari Cooper ran a simple curl route. And when he turned around, he looked up, and the ball was sailing over his head, and you could just see the frustration in his body language. It's time to come home, man. It really is. It's time to come home. I know you hate it there. I know you do. I know you hate it there. And that's okay. Help is on the way. It's coming in a couple of weeks. You just got to get through these next couple of weeks. You know what? If you really want to get off the team, just be Devontae Adams for the next couple of weeks. Devontae Adams has a hamstring injury, did a couple interviews with Kay Adams. He will never play for the Las Vegas Raiders again. Amari Cooper, if you really want to get out of there, that's what you need to do. Just get hurt. Pick something that's wrong with you. Pull a James Harden. Say your hamstring's a little bit tight. And then when you get traded, magically, you're healed. That's what I would advise Amari Cooper to do. But no, I don't want the Chiefs to go out and get Treylon Burks. No. I don't want any more failed first-round or second-round pick wide receivers. That's the Brett Veach special that we think Patrick Mahomes could turn around. Sure, that's a fine March thing to go do. We're in the middle of the season now. No, I don't want any. I don't want that kind of guy. No, give me Amari Cooper, a guy that's had 1,000 yards. Give me a Deontay Johnson, a guy that's been a productive player in this league. If you haven't been a productive player in this league, I don't want you at this point.
I'm going to defend the text line for 1 second here. Because I hate when the text line creates nonsensical trades that will never happen that just overly benefit the Chiefs. For example, this offseason when they said trade L'Jarius Sneed and a 7th and get the 4th overall pick in the draft and then you have Marvin Harrison Jr. Boom, profit. I hate when the text line does that. Or how the text line's like, look, this one team's 2-3. Give up a 5th round pick and you can get DK Metcalf. It drives me insane when the text line does it. So yes, Treylon Burks is a nothing. Yes, Tyler Boyd is a nothing. But I at least respect the texter enough to understand he gets how the NFL trade deadline works.
Yeah, you're going to pick up bums.
You're not going to trade trash for stars. You have to acquire players that you think are misplaced in a system and win on the margins, to use a Royals term. Because nothing irritates me more than they should go up a conditional 7th for Cooper Kupp. Yeah. Stop sending that text.
Treylon Burks has you in the same situation that you're already in. You are in no different situation if you go get Treylon Burks. You were in the exact same spot that you already in.
But there's gotta be a Tyler Boyd type.
Okay, I'm fine with Tyler Boyd. Now, I mean, I think the Tyler Boyd thing, I think the contract is going to end up being.
And maybe not literally Tyler Boyd.
Yeah,
but Tyler Boyd kind of receiver.
Type. I agree.
That's the type that I'm fine with the text line telling me to target. But when they say Devontae Adams for a 5th, I do. It makes my skin crawl a little bit.
I am tired of this. And this is a side note. And I'll tell you the other team that I think is up for business. I am tired of guys like Calvin Ridley. Now, Calvin Ridley was in free agency, and I get it. Calvin Ridley has had a lot of his career taken away. Some was his fault, some was not his fault. He was a hot commodity in free agency. He had 2 or 3 teams that were bidding on his services, and ultimately that drives up the price, right? That's how it goes, supply and demand. So Calvin Ridley was available. Shocking. I know this is going to come as a shock to many of you. The Tennessee Titans are not good and don't have good quarterback play. Now Calvin Ridley's mad and wondering why he's not getting the football enough. Bro, you signed up in free agency to go play with Will Levis. Is anybody surprised that as a wide receiver, you're not entirely happy with the arrangement that you have set up? Now, I'm not mad at anybody. If you want to go play for the highest bidder or you want to go to the job that's going to pay you the most, and that is well within your right to go do that. People make that decision every day. But you can't stay at a hotel, you check the reviews, and it's getting 1- and 2-star reviews, and then you go there and you look up, and now you're mad at the conditions of the hotel. You knew that when you signed up. Did anybody think the Titans were going to have good quarterback play this year? When you signed up to go play for the Tennessee Titans, did you have a question on their quarterback situation? You had a chance to stay where you were. Now, I'm not the biggest Trevor Lawrence fan, but Trevor Lawrence is certainly an upgrade over Tennessee. Kansas City would have been interested in Calvin Ridley. A couple of teams. Atlanta was looking for players. They signed Darnell Mooney this offseason. They signed Ray-Ray McCloud. There were teams that got good quarterback play that were looking for wide receivers. But no, Calvin Ridley, you wanted to chase the bag. You wanted to go to the team with the highest bidder. So now you got to live with it. You got to live with getting those balls 3-hopped to you from Will Levis. He's terrible. He's bad. I'm tired of these guys that do this. I really am. You got to live with it. No, you made this decision. You got to live with it.
The DeAndre Hopkins grouping.
Yeah,
he falls in this category as well. Julio Jones is at one point in his career too. It's same team. It's always the Titans. They always pick up these receivers who just complain.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I saw him on there. He was mad. He was cursing. He was doing all this, and I'm like, bro, you signed with the Tennessee Titans. I just don't really know what else you could expect whenever that's the team that you made the decision with. Andy Reid was asked about making a trade and how important is, you know, having the guy in the system and them being familiar. He was asked that earlier today. Here was Andy's answer.
Yeah, Matt, I think it's probably what Adam was saying, too. Just I think that helped Juju and his situation coming back in and jumping in. It helped McColl coming back. But I'm not telling you other guys can't come in and help out. So I don't think that's an issue. It's just going to take them a little bit longer to figure it out and get on the same page with Pat and all those things. Won't be quite as good as.
So that was Andy Reid. I hit the wrong button there for a second. My bad. I hit the wrong button. That's on me. That was Andy Reid. We're talking about trades. It is funny that we are doing all this about the Chiefs and who they could trade for, who they're not going to trade for. They're trading for DeMarcus Robinson. I mean, that's the way that this story ends, right? I want them to get Amari Cooper. That's who I want them to go get. This ends with them trading a fifth-round pick for DeMarcus Robinson and bringing him back because he knows the system, right? Like, we all know that's how this movie. This is a very predictable movie. The Chiefs are not going out to get Deontay Johnson or Amari Cooper. They're not even bringing Tyreek Hill back. No, they're going to trade a sixth-round pick for DeMarcus Robinson, and he knows the system, and they're going to easily plug him in, and it'll probably work, and they'll end up going to the Super Bowl, and he'll win Super Bowl MVP. Like, that's how this story ends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.